Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us at Davin's Den. Time to do Worst Moms of the Year Countdown. Let's do that. Pip, did you find out what you were looking for? Did you find that? You good?
I did.
Good. Very good. All right. Here we go. All right, so we're going to do our worst moms of the past year countdown. Now, remember, no children can die and have really bad injuries. You know, you can assault a kid, but they got to be able to bounce back. We just ask for a little bit of recovery. It doesn't have to be a quick bounce back, but, you know, you got to be able to bounce back. That's basically pretty much what it is. Always extra points for creativity. Always looking for creativity with these abusive moms. Anybody can beat a kid, but if you can beat them with a Yankee garbage pail, I'm a little bit more intrigued. All right, Joe, do you feel good about your picks this year?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Pip, do you feel good? All right.
Not sure.
I will start us off with our number three worst mom of the year. I call her Red Hot Chili Mama.
Oh, boy.
In a tragic attempt to prevent her son from cannabis addiction, a Telangana woman punished her son by rubbing chili powder into his eyes. The terrifying video of the boy screaming for help has emerged on social media. By the way, I watched it. It's mortifying. But if I played it, it would be an unfair advantage, so I didn't play it. This incident forced netizens to start an online debate on whether the mother's way of punishing his son was correct or not. Her son was correct. Really? This is something we're debating? Okay. The boy can be seen tied to a pole with a rope in the video, while the mother applies chili powder to his face. Another woman can be seen holding his hands. As the boy is screaming and crying for help, his mother continues to punish him. The incident reportedly took place in Telangana's Kodad village in the Suryapat district. You've heard of it. The mother continued to apply red chili until her son promised on giving up the addiction. After the video emerged on social media, the mother identified as Ramana explained why she took such drastic measures. Introducing herself as a daily wager, the woman said they are clueless about how and where her son Suresh got addicted to cannabis. She also described how her son's addiction got worse in the last year, so much so that she used to go and search for him. Though the social media users empathized with the mother, they also, at the same time, highlighted that such a punishment would not solve the problem, adding the boy needs medical attention, now more than ever. Several users wondered if they could help the boy join a drug rehabilitation center. In contrast, others tagged the local police to strengthen their efforts against vendors who sell drugs to underage. All right. I will say that in this case, the punishment is worse than the crime. He's smoking pot. You don't have to rub the chili powder in his eyes. And she did this in public. She's tying him to a pole in the center of the village. The kid will never enjoy chili powder on anything again. He will never be able to enjoy food with just a hint of seasoning. And now this kid is going to need to smoke pot just to forget the brutality that he endured. That's why this is my number three worst mom of the year. Joe, what do you got?
Sanford, Florida. A Sanford woman was arrested Tuesday after police say they received tips from the public about an Instagram post showing her abusing a small child. Police responded to the 23-year-old Tyler Posley's home in Windridge Circle Tuesday morning to investigate a report of possible child abuse, but found nothing wrong. Minutes later, according to an arrest report, the video shows Posley yelling and pointing at the one-year-old child before slapping it on what appeared to be on the face and back. The person who anonymously sent the video to the police said the abuse had been going on for a while. Police officer received an email with the Instagram video attached. Police then returned to the Posley's home and arrested her for child abuse without causing great bodily harm. In an interview with detectives, Posley denied hitting the child. However, after reviewing the Instagram post, police were able to positively identify her as the person seen and heard in the video. The video showing what the helpless infant endured is both gut-wrenching and infuriating, Sanford Police Chief Cecil Smith said in the statement. Though social media often brings about many challenges, today is a day I'm grateful for it, as it brought forth swift relief and protection for this young child. Smith went to thank the public for telling the police about the video, saying it may have saved the child's life. Posley was booked in the Seminole County Jail Tuesday and has since been released on $2,000 bond.
All right. Oh, there's nothing fun or creative about that. That's just terrible.
Yeah,
like we do before every show, like we do with the research, I feel like shit.
Well, you should. There's nothing fun about that. Pip, what do you got?
Yeah,
Pip?
There's really no hardy horrors in that particular story.
Pip, can you lighten the mood with some different abuse, please?
Yes, there's different abuse here. Houston area mom arrested after being accused of putting son in a trunk because he had COVID-19.
I saw this one.
Let's see. Houston. The Houston area mom accused of putting her son in the trunk because he had COVID-19 was arrested Saturday, according to court documents. Sarah Beam, a teacher at Cypress Falls Hill High School, in the Cy Fair Independent School District, has posted bond and is no longer in jail. She's charged with endangering a child. According to court documents, Beam took the 13-year-old boy to a drive-through COVID testing site at, I can't read that, stadium on Monday, January 3rd, for additional testing.
Is that the name of the stadium? Welcome to the I Can't Read It Stadium.
I can't read that stadium. No. Yes, that's actually
stadium, a beautiful stadium with a name nobody can pronounce.
Please welcome. Please welcome your home team, the Illiterates.
Welcome to the I Can't Read It Bowl.
Just see a bunch of people wandering around because they can't read the sign for entrance or exit.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste, except mine.
This game, sponsored by Riff. Reading is fundamental.
Well, Bill, it's a great day for football, wherever the hell we are.
Was it in Generon Stadium? Was it in Generon?
And we're sponsored today by Garmin.
No, was the stadium spelled like E-E-N-G-E-R-O-N or something?
No. It was actually, I glanced at it, and it's actually just Pridgen,
okay.
I think,
okay.
Stadium. But okay. I decided not to stumble over it and go, and that was the worst decision ever.
Yeah, it really was. What a pussy you are.
The jackals caught you.
Yeah, you know, every week here I mangle in the English language, and you deign yourself too good for such humiliation? I think not, Missy.
No, I'm not too good for it. I was just like, yeah, that's not worth swimming through. Well, oh God.
Well,
help me.
Well, apparently you forgot where you were.
So the employee asked the woman to open the trunk. And she confirmed the boy was there, according to court documents. She alerted the Cy Fair ISD police and provided the woman's license plate number and other information used to identify her. The boy wasn't hurt, but the Texas Department of Public Safety officials said he could have been had there been an accident, since he wasn't protected by a seatbelt as required by law.
Is that the biggest problem? Is that the biggest problem, the lack of seatbelts? That's the problem with the story? Okay.
In the trunk, that kid doesn't have a seatbelt. You can't just grab onto the spare tire. What if something happens?
I was just like, talk about minimizing things. Beam has worked for CFISD since 2011 and is currently a teacher at Cy Falls, but she's been placed on administrative leave. Now, you know, like you jackals were saying, you know, I don't think that the worst part of this was that he didn't have a safety belt wrapped around him while he was stuffed in the trunk because she didn't want to ride in the car with the kid because he had COVID.
You know what, Pip? Hold on. Let me stop you right now. If it's good enough for a dirty rat informant, it's good enough for this young lad, okay?
Now this,
he didn't snitch on nobody.
This also has to give us pause because not just is this his mom, she's a teacher.
Yeah, but that gets you.
This is her.
No.
Great thought process.
No.
And how?
No.
How to transport my potentially ill child to help?
No. First of all, she's a teacher, but she doesn't teach driver's ed. Second of all, on a different show, maybe. Every week, it seems, we cover how stupid some of these teachers are. So that gets you, if anything, that's just par for the course. That's an excuse for this behavior.
Well, I think that, it really would, had it happened in the school, I think that this really would have been, you know, school fools material.
Yes.
But I do think that this is worse mom material because it points to a certain lack of logic, but it's also, I don't want to be sick from you, so I'm going to stuff you in the trunk and bring you for help.
I thought she, because I read the story, I thought she also said that she was worried about him getting, like, sick or something or exposed. I think that was part of her logic, too.
Yes, no, she was worried about getting exposed to COVID.
No, him. She was worried about him getting exposed. Because she wasn't sure.
No.
She wasn't sure if he had COVID or something. But
I read that she was worried about catching it from him. So that's why she put him in the car.
Yeah, but that doesn't really protect you. The trunk. All right.
No, so, in the trunk.
Let me tell you something. The trunk scares me. There was one time when I was a kid in a restaurant. I was probably 5 years old. I wouldn't shut up. And my father grabs me by the hand. He brings me out to the car. And he opens the trunk. And he goes, "You got two choices. You be quiet or you get in that trunk. What's it going to be?" I'm like, "I'll go back in the fucking restaurant."
You see, Pip? Another example of fine parenting. What's your problem?
Yeah.
Well, when my grandmother moved to Florida, when my family and I would go down and visit her, we used to pretend to be talking about if she better behave or we'll put her in the trunk so that the waitress would overhear. And my grandmother would play along and go, "Not the trunk again."
You see, what do we have there, Pip? We have examples of trunks with good parenting with Joe's father. We have examples of chuckling as we threaten Grandma by putting her in the trunk. Nobody chuckles when chili pepper's brought to the eyes. Nobody has a good har-har with that. Always a bad time when chili pepper is rubbed in your eyes. There's no funny childhood stories of memory lane of, "Hey, remember the time Dad rubbed chili pepper in my eyes?" Nobody has those stories.
Now, you know, my grandmother was a good sport, but maybe this kid has got trauma from being shoved into a confined space. You know, it's like, I'm really ill, Mom, help me. All right, get in this place, in this dark trunk. We'll slam the lid on you, and I'll bring you for help.
Well, Pip. Pip, here, you said maybe this kid has trauma. My lad definitely has trauma. He was hogtied on a pole in front of the whole village and had two women rub hot, red hot chili peppers in his eyes. There's
how
no
old,
overcoming
how
that.
How old was the child in your story?
Mine?
Yes, sir.
15.
15 years old.
My kid was only 13.
So it's comparable. It's comparable right there.
My kid was an infant.
Now, Joe, I got to stop you right now. You've already been eliminated from this. There was nothing entertaining about yours at all. Yes, a horrible human being. Nothing entertaining. It was just sad. This is between me and Pip for the entertainment value. I'm sorry, sir.
We were not entertained by your infant beating, son.
No, there was no laughs to be had. There was no. It was just another run-of-the-mill horrible human being. I can open up the paper any day and get that. It's the creativity, you know that, sir.
Now, you know what? I don't think that he was traumatized. So so he washed his eyes out and he's all better. My kid is trying to go into small spaces.
Hold on a second. We never said he's all better. Who said that?
Like, you know, the, a little powder in the eyes, a little itch, a little burn, a little eye wash, and it's all over.
All right, you know what, Pip? You know what, Pip? Here, go to the pantry, get you some chili pepper, show me how ineffective this is, and I will give you number three. Rub it all in your face, and I will give you number three.
He'll wait. He'll gladly wait.
Talk while you get the chili pepper?
Yeah. Me and Joe will talk about music or something. We'll wait while you go get the chili pepper. Go on.
I didn't say I was going to prove the point.
Well, you said it's not traumatic at all. Just wipe it off. I'm entertaining this.
Listen, you know, there have been far worse industrial accidents. That's why they put those eyewash centers there. Just
Pip.
Splash a little water.
Pip.
Walk it off.
I saw your face during my story. You know mine is the worst. We don't even have to invoke Joe to break the tie here, because you know mine is worse than yours. I saw your face.
I have to confess that is really cruel and horrible.
Yes.
And entertaining.
Yes. All right. So I get number three. All right. Very good. Pip, why don't you start us off for number two?
Okay. Hang on just one second, Rooney. I have to scroll a little.
Okay. Scroll away, lady.
All right. Thank you. Wait. Okay. That's my big one.
Well, as long as you're organized and ready to go.
What's that?
I said, as long as you're organized and ready to go.
You know what? I did have to get this into a certain order, and I did not.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Could cost her.
I'm very bad. Oh, here we go.
Number two.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Jesus Christ. Get the chili pepper, Joe. I'm going to deliver some.
Here we go. This is my number two, Mom.
Okay.
Mom who flipped SUV with 11 children inside was previously arrested for cruelty. A mother is facing charges after she lost control of her SUV and flipped the vehicle with her 11 kids late Sunday night. The Central Fire Department said it responded shortly before 10 p.m. on Sunday to the scene on Sullivan Road near Huntley Avenue. All 12 inside the vehicle, including the mother, were hurt after the vehicle overturned. The crews arrived. They found multiple patients, more patients than firefighters that we had on the scene. They immediately called for two additional engine companies and also requested more EMS units to respond, Assistant Fire Chief Derek Glover said. The department said first responders landed a helicopter in a parking lot along Wax Road to airlift one of the children who was ejected from the vehicle to a hospital. All of the children, who ranged in ages from 4 to 16, are expected to be okay. After the wreck, police learned that the mother, 34-year-old Letitia Brothers, was driving with a suspended license and no insurance. Investigators also believe none of the children were wearing seatbelts. It's a terrible accident. I mean, the vehicle flipped over and you have children laying everywhere. It's a terrible thing to pull up on, Central Police Chief Roger Corcoran said. Brothers was arrested on several charges, including 11 counts of cruelty to juveniles and careless operation. This is not the first time Brothers has been arrested for cruelty to juveniles. Oh, this part doesn't matter because it happened in 2015.
Your previous abuse carries no weight here. Do what you want. Once you're on the clock is when it counts. Light anything you want on fire, including children. Just do it before the time frame.
Just do it. You know what? We don't care about what other awful, awful things you did, because they're before our period of time that makes them ineligible.
Well,
we just worry about your terrible, terrible mothering skills right now.
I mean,
where you just are driving along illegally in your super van full of 11 of your prodigy, and you just flip over. I can't even imagine how she was driving that she managed to flip over her SUV with 11 unstrapped-in kids. That is beyond the pale.
I'm guessing she was in a rush to make a 12th. you know, who's got time to strap?
I think that that was the broken egg dozen that she had on the pavement there.
All right, I will give you my story here. A boy, estimated to be 11 years old, pistol-whipped a driver as he helped his mom commit a carjacking in St. Louis on Tuesday. The mom and son duo made off with a 2017 Nissan Rogue. Ugh, why? After they forced the stunned 48-year-old driver out of the SUV. The victim, who wasn't identified, was filling up his vehicle at a gas station near Grand Avenue and Osceola Street in the city. The mother asked for a ride, and the man reportedly agreed. But the mom snagged the keys from the ignition as the kid pulled out a handgun and whacked the driver in the face, according to the station. The mother then dragged the victim out of the car, and the two sped off. Not surprisingly, participating in the crime at a young age worried Webster University instructor Dr. Mathoni Masangali, who was interviewed by the station. Pardon me. I just think this puts him on the wrong path, Masangali said. You think? Really? What a bold statement. Desensitization to violence at such a young age, it means the young boy may be more likely to engage in violence, aggressive behavior, or even criminal activity in the future. Besides what he just fucking did. Where do they get these people? So here you go. The mother sets a very poor example here. She shows that if you're nice, you're going to get beaten. Because this guy was going to give a ride. Well, that'll learn you. He gets pistol whipped for his troubles. She had her son commit the crime of the assault with the pistol whip. And she made the 11-year-old handle the gun. Where's your gun safety? Where is the outrage? So, that is my second worst mom. Joe, what do you got?
I got a Jacksonville girl says that she was handcuffed, locked in a closet. Mother charged with child neglect. The discovery of an extremely weak and emaciated girl in Jacksonville has ended with a 37-year-old mother behind bars on child neglect charges, the sheriff's office said. The girl was being treated at Wolfson's Child Hospital for malnourishment and injuries after she said she was handcuffed and tied down while locked in a closet for almost a month, the report said. The address where she was arrested was redacted, the report, as well as the age of the child. Ebony LeBone, Alexandria Leon Abbey, Irish gal, was arrested on December 14th for the felony charge and remains jailed on $50,000 bail, according to jail records. Alexandria Abbey told an investigator the girl was camping with her grandparents. Florida's Department of Children, Florida, a treasure trove of stories. Florida's Department of Children and Families joined the sheriff's office to search for the girl, concerned about her health and worry she might be dead, the report said. The complainant said she had been at the home in early December seeking the girl as part of an open DCF investigation, but told she had gone camping with the grandparents. The complaint checked, and the grandparents said that they had not seen the girl in months, the report said. The investigators went back to the home on December 14th and spoke to eBay, who said the girl was in the bathroom and would not be out soon. I guess she had to take a bad shit or something like that. The report said eBay brought the child out, but was hesitant to allow DCF investigator to examine her closely. The report said that eBay said she had to use the bathroom, and the investigator was able to examine the girl more closely. The child appeared weak, emaciated, open wounds covering the length of her body, the report said. Parts of her skin were falling off, it says. eBay told the investigators the girl had received the injuries while with somebody whose name was redacted again and was handcuffed and tied as they played. Cowboys and Indians, the report had said. The Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department was called in to check the girl's condition and said she was being neglected and had festering old and new wounds that had not been treated, the report said. A girl says she was tied up with a belt and a rope and locked up for 25 days. At the hospital, the girl said that she had been tied up with a belt and a rope, handcuffed and locked up, and had only been released 6 days before the officers arrived for good behavior. The report said while in the closet, she had to use a bucket as a bathroom. Apparently, she's never been on the road in a condo. An injury counselor at an ankle work.
She's never been in a condo.
Injuries found on her wrists and ankles were consistent with the being handcuffed for a long period of time, the report added. The girl had bruises on her head and neck, and while she was so thin on her ribs, the spine was visible when she was examined, the report said. A search of Duval County court records showing that the child support mandating that she pay child support for the boys 10 and 14. A complaint for the child report will list the birth years was filed by her husband. The child's father, Ross William Ebay, died in March 12, 2020. And the rest of the report that DCF was seeking other family members to place the girls to.
Well, I see why you get so depressed with these stories. Because there's no fun. There's no lightheartedness to your abuse. There's no jokes that can be. It's just awful.
It's just lots of awful. Oh, my God.
All right, so.
Bits of her skin were falling off?
Yes.
You know what?
Ugh.
You know what? You could say the same thing about our Sharpay. That doesn't move me at all.
You're talking about a door.
Yeah,
an adorable one.
We're talking about falling off.
Well, we don't have pictures. I don't know. So she sign,
and you also use the Sharpay to sign thank you for coming to the show tonight.
Sure. And also, let's be honest, how much do we all love like when like the meat just falls off the bone? So let's not make this something horrible.
This is pretty horrible. And how stupid is the mother where she doesn't let the Child Protective Services look at the kid, but goes, I got to go take a dump. I'll be right back. And they're like, yeah, go take your time. And they're looking over the kid. I mean, she's you know, not only is she crazy and cruel, she's also fucking stupid.
Hey, you know what? You know what? She probably had a chicken salad sandwich, and she had to go.
Good. No.
She just wasn't sure which end it was coming out of, and she wanted to find out in privacy. All right. That's all.
Let's get to brass tacks here. I think on this one we have to eliminate Pips first because it was an accident. It was an accident. She didn't intentionally flip the van to injure everybody. So her biggest crime, is she didn't say buckle up. That's really what we're dealing with here. She didn't say buckle up. I don't think that compares.
She didn't buckle up not one or two. She didn't buckle up 11.
Which shows that she loves all her kids the same.
Yes. How are you going to 11 people in a car. They're all packed in tight. Where are they going
to
go?
Good point, Joe. That many kids? You don't even have that many seatbelts.
Can of sardines and then drop it. It's everything stays in a fucking can. They don't spill it. They're all crammed in there.
Yeah, sure. He's got a point. They're all in their own juices. They're good.
That's apparently, right. Even this sardine can was a little overfilled because it spit one of them out.
Yeah, but again, it wasn't like she was driving. Like, you would have my attention if she was driving, and it was like, you know, what's that? What are those movies with Vin Diesel and everything? Fast and Furious. Yeah, it wasn't like she was driving Fast and Furious, and these 11 kids, are in the van, and she's trying to shake them off on purpose. Now you have my attention. But this is just an accident.
Well, what kind of crazy driving must she have done to flip over the SUV with her precious cargo?
Well, remember the Isuzu? Those things used to flip all the time.
The Isuzu? The Suzuki?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Joe Isuzu with the Suzuki, yeah. Well, it was the Suzuki.
I had an Isuzu. Flip.
Of course you did.
Oh, that wasn't the one? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, all right. You know what? Fine. You knuckleheads battle it out then.
Well, I mean, when it comes to despicable, I concede. Joe's mother is more despicable. I concede that. But I tend to think we've kind of tried to move away from that. And in past years, even Joe has moved away from that. I feel like this is a return to 2013 with what Joe is bringing us tonight. The type of stuff where we used to go, where we all used to go, what the hell did we just do? I feel like Joe, much like the Supreme Court, is trying to drag us back in time to a less safe and enjoyable place.
A less safe and enjoyable place. We like our despicable with a little bit of humor.
Yes! A little creativity.
What can't be funny than this? She show up. Oh, yeah, she went camping. You know? Yeah, that's where she went. She went camping. That's where she is. And then they go, and then with the grandparents. And not even thinking, maybe they'll call the grandparents, and they call the grandparents camping. Oh, I didn't fucking camp. I didn't go camping with this kid. Blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, but you just made a case for biggest fool. You didn't make a case for worst mom. I'm not arguing that she's not a despicable moron. I just think when you have your kid, 11-year-old, commit the crime and pistol whip somebody, you're a worst mom. You're not setting a good example.
Well, you know what? I mean, here we have the battle of two different kind of stories.
Yes.
Of terrible, terrible mothers. I mean, I would argue that mine's pretty bad at doing what she's supposed to do. But she's just a little exuberant about reproduction. But
You know what, Pip? She's an example of why we need abortion. Because if she had access to an abortion, she wouldn't have 11 kids to flip over in a car.
There you go. There would be less injuries in my case.
That is the way it has to stay. That is the Judge Alito argument for this case. You're welcome.
Thank you. But if we're going to narrow it down to which kind of awful is the worst kind of awful, I think, although, I mean, I don't want to take a turn back to the awful, but
this is awful.
But this, I mean, yours is god awful. I mean, the kid's skin is falling off their bones. This is a picture, although I like this in my baby back ribs, I don't like this in my babies. So,
And the title of the segment is The Worst Mother, and she, in this portion, is the worst mother.
And you have been advocating that we can't keep doing these awful stories. You're the one who's been advocating every time we do this.
I have not advocated. I have commented on the feeling that I've had. Basically, the segment is Worst Mothers. You expect me to prepare stories about.
No, I expect you.
In accordance with the segment title in the compound, and here it is.
Well, you know, all of these, we've I don't even have to say it anymore. Creativity counts. We have established that creativity counts.
We did, but also the main portion of the segment is the worst mother. Creativity is.
Well, anybody could beat a kid.
But in here, the absolute horror of the mother extends over any part, creative part in the story, and would extend over your story.
I will say this: if Joe's story gets the nod, it will definitely turn us back to a darker, less fun time, and it'll start on the Father's Day countdown. I will say that.
But still, that is a partial criteria. Partial criteria of the story preparation.
Where's the whimsy, Joe?
It also is on the worst mother. There are stories that, even though that the other one is more creative, however, the horror of being the worst mother extends that. And in this story, it extends that, where I feel this is the story in this segment that would be the worst.
This is really tough because, although I don't want to go back to our bad days where we all needed to have a Silkwood shower after doing the show, because we were counting down the most despicable human beings on the planet, I do agree that we had set the parameters so that it was more, they're horrible people, but they were horrible in a creative way. And that lent more credence to it. Now, she is horrible, and yes, it is creative the way that she's horrible, but I do have to lean more towards the horrible teaching her 11-year-old how to pistol whip and carjack, because, like you said, I don't want to go down the road of we're just going to go through who had the worst degree of burns. You know what I mean? Like,
we've been down that road, and it's a dark and crispy road. We don't want to travel it again.
It's a dark and crispy road. So I'm sorry, Joe. Your mom is worse, but since we did previously say we were going to do worse, but with creativity counts, I have to lean more towards Devin's story.
Hotly contested.
All right.
Joe, you just need to find the whimsy in your child abuse. You need to find that sweet spot.
Find the whimsy in the That is probably one of the sickest things I've ever heard on this show. Look at Joe's eyes. He's like, Jesus Christ, it couldn't be worse.
Yeah, but now he has his marching orders for worse dads.
Find a whimsy in your child abuse.
Sure.
Oh, Christ.
Sure.
I could just see a child court. Watching this trial, if anybody has a comedic outburst during this thing, you'll be expelled from this court and held in contempt.
Yes! Those are the stories we want!
Yeah. All right. You all like, ha-ha, a toddler got expelled from a car during a flip-over. I'll win. Oh, my God. I'm going to hell.
Well, that was an accident.
Thanks, I'm taking you two with me.
That was an accident. Well, if we go in one car, then nobody will wear seatbelts. All right. Joe, why don't you do the next story?
Alan Mom arrested for attacking teens adult at Murphy basketball tournament, Murphy, Texas. And Alan mother.
Hold on, let me stop right now. Pippa's shaking her head right here. I have a feeling she has this story. Go on, Joe. I've seen this story. I've seen this play out before.
Murphy, Texas, an Allen mother is facing several charges after police say she attacked multiple people, including teenagers, at a sports complex in Collin County. Police said she lost it at her daughter's basketball game, punching a referee and hitting and kicking seventh grade girls on the team her daughter.
Let me stop right there. Let me stop. Joe can't catch his breath from laughter as he reads kicking seventh grade girls. That's who we're dealing with right here.
There's your whimsy, motherfucker.
Yeah. But I'm not ready to go, isn't this fun? Ha, 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 ha. I mean, gee, you lit up.
Pip, get a load of this fucking guy. All right, coming right up, boss. Here you go.
Yeah, but you don't have to enjoy it so much. It just makes you a terrible person again. You were reading the story perfectly fine. We got the kicking seventh grade girls. You lit up like a Christmas tree.
So did I.
Yeah, you're terrible. You guys are despicable.
Police say this woman lost it at her daughter's basketball game, punching the referee and hitting and kicking seventh grade girls on the team her daughter just played. It all took place after a middle school basketball game. In his 26 years of reffing, Greg Avanci said this is the worst behavior he's ever seen by a parent. My lip is all swollen up, and I just had dental work. Sounds like a dress. My lip is all swollen up, and I had dental work, I said. Avanci.
I could take him to my veterinarian. They have something for that.
Yeah, right. Is this a story about your cat coaching a team?
Yeah, look at that. It's called a callback. Joe, I didn't see that coming. Way to slip Nacho into your parent abuse, into your child abuse.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you a piece of advice. Don't go in the room with a basketball. You're fucked. But anyway, going to be playing claws off of you in no time. But Ivatsky is still dealing with the pain in the right side of his mouth after he says he was punched by an angry mom after a Plano ISD basketball game over the weekend. Ivanowski, who has been a referee for more than two decades, was working a seventh grade game Saturday morning at the Plano Sports Authority in Murphy, Texas. He said during the game, one of the girls had been thrown out after a jump ball. At the end of the jump ball, one of the girls let go. The other one shoved her with the ball and then dropped the ball and then punched the girl in the face, he recalled. I had to reject her from the game. There was a zero tolerance policy. Yeah, maybe during the game. After the game, it's a fucking free-for-all. But nonetheless.
We're not talking about the parking lot afterwards.
Oh, ye fucking ha. But at the end, once the game ended, Ivanski said the girl who was ejected came back onto the court to start a fight with the player from the other team. Then the daughter came around and started using language that I can't use on TV, he said. Police said the mother of the girl who was ejected then stepped onto the court, but instead of trying to control her daughter, she got violent and punched the 13-year-old girl her daughter was yelling at in the face. Police identified the attacker as 37-year-old Dominique Graham. Ivinsky said that she was sucker-punched by Graham as well when she tried to stop the fight. And I'm like, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to allow this, he recalled. And then out of nowhere, I got a left hook across the mouth right here.
My glasses go sideways like this. My glasses, I said. Ivinsky said Graham knocked them backwards. According to Graham's arrest affidavits of all August. Linda Longo.
Affidavits of August.
Little callback. According to Graham's arrest warrant affidavit, she went on to yell at other parents when a dad stepped in to protect his family. Police said she scratched the man across his face, leaving him visible red marks. More parents and kids rushed to help when police said Graham assaulted two other team players, kicking a 13-year-old in the back and punching a 14-year-old in the face. How do you do that to a child? Well, apparently with your foot and hand. I'm emotional because I'm baffled by that, Ivanowski said. Murphy police arrived and took Graham to Wiley Police Department jail, where she now faces three felony counts of injury to a child and two other counts of assault. Fox 4 visited Graham's home in Allen. The person who answered the door only identified themselves as a family member and said Graham wasn't home and didn't want to talk because she's in a fucking hoos gal. Meanwhile, Ivanowski is healing. He's been in contact with one of the 13-year-olds who was assaulted. He says she's terrified to even leave her home. The simple fact that someone comes out here and attacks these kids, it's just mind-boggling, he said. Police haven't confirmed if the assaults were caught on camera. It's unclear how the other young girls are doing. That's my main story.
All right, Pip, what do you got?
Okay. I actually had this story, but decided that the story that I have here is better.
Ah.
Police, mother arrested after children found in bedroom surrounded by untapped needles in New Hampshire. Hang on.
What?
Manchester, New Hampshire. A 25-year-old mother was arrested Tuesday, weeks after her children were found in a bedroom surrounded by uncapped needles in Manchester, New Hampshire. Tiffany Albert is slated to be arraigned Wednesday on two counts of reckless conduct and two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, according to Manchester police. Officers responded to a report of child needing medical attention on West Street around 5:10 a.m. on February 10th. However, no one answered the door, police said. Officers could hear a child inside, and due to the concern for the child, they breached the door, police said. Inside, officers said they found 33-year-old Raymond, I can't say that, of Manchester, sitting on a bed with...
Is the stadium named after him?
Stadium is named after him. sitting on a bed with two young children. More than 100 needles were also reportedly found in the bedroom, including many that were uncapped. The needles were scattered on the nightstand, the floor, and a few were even on the bed where the children were laying, the department wrote in news release. Punturi was arrested, and the children were taken to the hospital. He is facing charges including two counts of reckless conduct with a deadly weapon, two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, simple assault, criminal threatening, and resisting arrest. He also reportedly had an outstanding warrant from another agency. Police said they later made contact with Albert and learned that she had left the apartment about 6 hours before the police arrived. A further investigation led to her arrest on Tuesday. So this mother of the year decided to leave her kids alone with, who knows if this is their dad or who he is to them, but leaves them in a room that has 100 needles in it on the floor, on the table, on the bed where they're sitting, 100 needles, uncapped needles. This was just unbelievable. As much as I love a good seventh grader getting punched in the face, I had to go with 100 needles.
I think those are just COVID vaccine needles. That's what I think. Try to keep the kids safe. That's what they're doing. All right. My choice for the worst mom of the year. An Orville Foster mom was arraigned in Butte County Superior Court on multiple counts of child abuse Thursday. So what? Been there, done that. The Foster parents' charges include assault, criminal threats, and hate crime enhancements. What? What? That's a twist. What's that?
Candace Lee Johnson, 49, of Oroville, was placed under arrest September 21st and accused of abuse against six children in her custody, ranging in ages from 4 to 15 years old. Following arrest, she was booked in Butte County Jail. An investigation...
I'm sorry. Can we just simmer enjoying the Butte County Jail?
It could be Butte, but that wouldn't be as funny, so we'll call it Butte.
No. Butte County Jail.
It's in the seat of the county, dear. I don't know what your problem is.
Talk about the county seat. You gotta.
Sorry, I just had to enjoy that for a moment.
Enjoy away.
Because I thought you said Bucks County. I'm like, what the hell is she laughing at? What's
but.
But county.
An investigation by the Butte County Sheriff's Office into Johnson began August 28th, said District Attorney Mike Ramsey. A video supposedly depicting Johnson physically abusing one of the children in her home prompted the investigation. Okay, where are we going with this? Johnson was initially arrested on suspicion of a single count of child abuse and another count of assault August 29th, but she posted bail and was out of jail within 24 hours, the DA's office said. Johnson's children were removed from her home by child protection authorities. Following Johnson's paid bail, the investigation continued, and the DA's office says additional evidence of child abuse were discovered. The DA's office also said during the investigation, information came forward that Johnson regularly, wait for it, kids, hurled racial epithets at the only two children of color in her custody, and that abuse towards these children was motivated in part because of their race. Anybody could beat a kid, but can you hurl racism at it while you do it? That's a talented mom right there. Based on the new charges, a warrant was issued for Johnson's arrest, but multiple attempts to locate her were unsuccessful. Well, look in the butt. Look in the rear. The DA's office said Johnson turned herself in Tuesday to the PIP, Butte County Jail, where a criminal complaint against her alleging eight counts of child abuse, criminal threats, and assault with two hate crime enhancements was filed against her. Johnson's attorney, Chico Bass, was, and the man, really, ugh. Johnson's attorney, Chico-based Grady M. Davis, said via email Friday he believes the facts will show his client is innocent. Candace Lee Johnson is nearly 50 years old and has spent much of her life as a solid foster family advocate, but it's the last year in question that we have problems with. She has no prior criminal history. Well, nobody does until they commit a crime. That's how priors work. Mrs. Johnson has three children of her own and has adopted and fostered other children. She has recently had guardianship over three additional children. You know, there's enough kids here to put an SUV and not strap them in. The task of raising foster and adopted children is a tireless job, which frequently involves dealing with babies or children from drug-exposed births and people that are not the same color as me. Davis said since taking the case, he has received frequent letters from community members in support of Johnson. I firmly believe that when the facts are brought forward, we will learn that Mrs. Johnson is innocent and is being tarred and feathered. Oh, that has racial connotations. On lies and distortions. Johnson is scheduled to be back in court with her attorney at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday, September 29th, for further arraignment and the entry plea. She is in custody with bail set at $330,000. So, you know, it's one thing to abuse a child, in this case, multiple children. But when you throw racism in and get charged with hate crimes, that shows a special type of awful. The type of awful that we try to embrace here at the Worst Moms Countdown. Because I do believe, out of the many years of doing awful, awful moms, and even dads, I would say, we've never had racism thrown into the mix. To throw in, you're beating the kids and you're saying racial slurs at them at the same time. You're giving them the physical and the mental abuse, but only for the kids that are minorities. Mwah! You, my dear, are my choice for Worst Mom. So
I do respect the new angle because I don't remember ever having racist moms or even racist foster moms, if that's what this case is. I mean, she says they're in her care, so it kind of sounds like these are kids that she's taking care of. They're not her own. I think it would be like the coup de grace if they were her own biracial children that she had singled out to be mean to, and like the other kids, she's like, "You're fine.
Oh,
you little bastards. Let's have a talk."
What I hear you do
would be like so awful.
What I hear you doing is raising the bar for next year's parents. That's what I hear you doing.
I know. I am. I know. And I don't want to give any foster moms out there ideas because, oh my God. But now, you know, much as I respect the new angle, not as good as Joe's lady beating up the seventh grader.
You go to a fucking basketball game like a goddamn tornado.
Oh, well, hold on here. Hold on here.
The coach.
Listen.
This is hands down the winner.
But here's the thing. It's not hands down the winner because I can make the argument because I had similar stories. I didn't have this story, but I had similar stories where moms would come into school and beat the crap out of kids that were fighting with her daughter. We've had that before. So if you think about this is a terrible parent. This is a terrible human being. But she didn't attack her kid. She attacked the kids and everybody that was going at her kid. This is just, as the wise mother Sarah Palin once said, you know, this is a mama bear. She's just being a mama bear.
In the sense of audacity.
Oh, it's audacious. It's audacious.
This story, hands down, is over your story.
No. But it's audacious. But she's not actively being a terrible mother towards her kid.
Because if you teach, racism is something that if somebody tells you, it's up to your own mind to accept or not.
From your mother?
The children didn't say they were going to become racist or whatever. But when you get... You know, when you get kicked, you're kicking a 13-year-old as a parent. You know, you have a kid kids that are afraid to go back to school.
But you know who's not afraid to go back to school, Joe?
Damage is just as there.
You know who's not afraid to go back to school? That mother's daughter. That mother's daughter said, "My mom will whoop all your asses." She did it once. She did it again.
But the other kids too. So if you're talking emotional damage, you have... emotional damage is much here. Plus the fucking coach, he's afraid to go back.
Wait. Yeah, who cares about the coach? It's not the worst coach. It's not the worst little league parent. That's not the category.
But here's the
point. Is the worst mother.
And Joe's mom has the same, by virtue of her being a terrible, terrible role model to her punch him up kid, as the mother who taught her kid how to carjack. They're both terrible.
Right. But here's the difference. Pip, but here's the difference. Her kid is charged with the crime. This kid is not charged with the crime. Her kid committed a felony. This mom was just, not in a constructive way, but was just protecting her child. It's a mama bear. It's not a great example, but it's much
better. It's not a mother bear. It's somebody that went out of hand.
You know what? I don't think anybody can recover from a parent beating them and hurling racial epitaphs at them at the same time.
Through a full basketball game, this is the worst mom.
No way. Can you imagine there's this white mother beating this child in her care who happens to be African-American? We don't know the races, but we'll say African-American for the point of, for this. And just, you know, being and calling them the N-word or whatever. I mean, you got the physical and the emotional, and you're charged with a hate crime. You're charged with assault, child endangerment, and hate crimes.
The same thing in this.
There's no hate crimes. Yeah, but not against her child.
On a grander scale.
No, but she's not charged again doing something.
At this basketball game is not a public. Where did Pip go? Where are you there? Where are you?
Oh, I'm here verbally, but my video kicked out. But I'll be back shortly.
She is not the mother in your story is not charged with doing anything against her kid. She did nothing to endanger her kid.
Well, she's not beating her own child, but she's being a terrible mom because. She went and she's like beating the crap out of the other kids that she's on teams with.
Right.
Like you're not allowed to run.
She assaulted two girls, 13 and 14, and she assaulted another parent.
That's my mom.
Role model out. out there. That is the worst mom.
No, no. Well, this mother has assaulted four kids, 4 to 15, and hurled racial epithets at them. So she's got the same body count, more of a body count, and she's putting racism into it. You want to do numbers? I got numbers. This woman abuses kids. She's abused multiple kids, and she's a racist. She's charged with hate crimes. We have never had a worse mom or dad charged with a hate crime. Again, the creativity, people, the thing that makes it special. I got stories galore. I got stories galore of moms and dads whipping ass on defending the honor of their kid. It's not good, but it's not worse than my mom in this case.
In the scene that she caused, if you grab a group of people and you found out what she caused, a major scene. Your parent did not. This is a major scene, an embarrassment to the daughter, an assault on other people. And
who cares about a scene?
And in a public setting.
I guarantee I guarantee you, if we ask the daughter in your story and the kids in my story, who's the worst mom, they're all going to say, the mom I have. That daughter is glad her mother whipped ass. That mother is on the playground going, what, what? You want my mom to come back? You saw her kick coach's ass. She'll kick your dad's ass. She'll kick your ass. You know she'll hit a kid. You know she will.
I think she would probably be more. How do you know she's not mortified?
Because she started a fight with the other kid. This kid's a little punk too.
Yeah, no, I don't think the kid would. I don't think the kid would actually be mortified because she went in punching, and then it's like her mom came in punching too. It's like
I can make an argument.
The worst mom.
I can make an argument that your mom is the best mom.
I'm not asking.
Wait.
I'm asking her. Who do you think is the worst mom?
And now we'll pause.
Well, I mean, I have to pause for reflection.
Please.
Maybe you can play some Jeopardy music for me.
Reflect, you.
All right, I'm going to think out loud just that, you know, it's not an hour of me sitting here thinking.
We appreciate that.
I mean, on the one hand...
You know, Joe, I do believe if we stick with this young lady, she'll get the hang of radio. If we just give her 10 more years.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I do think that it would be quite terrible to have your mother figure, you know, foster mom or whatever she is, berate you and use racial epithets at you and make you feel not only bad, but make you, like, put, you know, it's sort of like pitting the kids against each other, too. It's bad for the other kids because you're obviously favoring some kids over the others.
Pip, let me stop you. Pip, let me stop you. Hold on. Let me stop you.
Let her talk.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. What she's leaving out, though, is while beating the children. So it's not just the emotional. While beating the children. It's a two-pronged attack. Go on.
Interestingly, I forgot about the beating.
Yes, you did, which is why I had to stop you.
I understand that. While a 13-year-old got kicked in the back and a 14-year-old got punched in the face, if they saw that, they go, yeah, maybe this is worse.
Well, you know what? If those kids, I mean, as entertaining as I found it, because I just thought it's so outrageous that she was punching 13-year-olds in the face, that's what made me giggle, because it's like, who does this? Who does this? But I mean, I guess if the point is, and the point is, who's the worst mother? She's a really bad role model for this kid, but she's not beating her kid in the you know, while calling her a fill in the blank. as much as I picked it for myself. As much as I love your story,
is
Joe.
Is there a little bit more creativity or a little bit more audacity in my story? Because are we going back the old road again? Is there more audacity in my story, which makes it a little more creative?
Well, here it is. There's creativity in yours, but there's also creativity in his, because although we had the beatings, which is like, you know, I'm sorry, but beating moms are a dime a dozen according to our research. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just the degree of beating at some point, you know. But, I mean, adding on top of it racist to your own kids is really a new twist to that kind of story. So head to head, who's the worst mom? The one that's doing the beatings at this particular moment, but using racist epithets at them at the same time, just has it over the bad, the really bad role model mom. As much as I love her beating the 13 to 14 year old in the face for creativity.
Isolate that, by the way.
Whoa. You just said creativity. And that's what he said the last segment, which is.
Yeah, but I had creativity.
Quiet. And creativity, this should win.
I had creativity and I had a higher body count. I had 6 kids. I misread. I had 6 kids, ages 4 to 15.
We're not doing body count, okay. Or else my SUV would have slaughtered your boat. We're not doing body count.
That was just a bad drive.
Screw that. Don't even.
She was avoiding a squirrel. She's a hero.
There was body count. They were being helicoptered to hospitals, for Christ's sake.
There was a squirrel. Did you want her to hit the squirrel, Pip? Please. Stop now.
No, I think that the, it's creativity, and it's funny. She's a terrible role model.
This is what we discussed
I'm flipping it. I have to give it to Joe.
You can't.
You can't. Creative.
You can't.
Story.
Because I got more kids assaulted. I got younger kids assaulted, and I got a hate crime charge. I have a hate crime charge against her own kids. That is the worst decision ever. It is so wrong because it's not against Joe's story is not against her kids. That kid can say my mom is the best mom. There's no one who would say this mom is the best mom.
I know, but it's still she's a terrible, terrible mom because the carjacker kid's mom wasn't beating her kid.
But her kid got charged with a crime. Their kid got charged with a crime.
I know, but this kid would probably have been charged with a crime. We're not talking about like the legal issues of what
you're all over the place.
The kid started the fight,
but again, everything. But it's not the mom being a worst mom to her kids.
Of this, and we are not falling back. Creativity and audacity wins the day with this.
And my mother was way more creative. My mother was. There were plenty of stories. I have them here. There are plenty of stories.
Beating a kid and yelling racist shit isn't creative.
Have we ever had that story? Have we ever had that?
We've never had that story, but we've never had the mother and daughter fight team before.
Actually, we have, and I had a story from this year where a mother and a bunch of the kids and the daughter went into the daughter's school in the classroom and started whipping ass. Just from this year. It's not that special. And if you look on the news any day, I just saw it, you see at these Little League events, at hockey games, basketball games, baseball games, where the parents go and attack refs and coaches and other kids. Every week I see it. There's nothing special about it.
Well, I know.
Creativity
I know,
and audacity won this. Tell as much as you want. Creativity and audacity won the day on this story.
The parents
go in, they go after kids and stuff, but it's like the girl started the fight, and then mom joining in and like doubling down.
That's not even in the top three of what we've done tonight. That is such a bad decision.
But I'm telling you right now, in creativity and audacity.
Where's the creativity? Where is the creativity? I'm not seeing it.
The creativity.
I do.
A scene at a basketball game, and it's this is something that is different. I'm sorry, your story, even though it involved racism and it involved violence. And it is something that we haven't talked about, is not meeting the criteria of this story with the audacity of it. Something that you mentioned not even 30 minutes ago that the story should have
been. Here, Pip, do me a favor. Google Mom 7 Others Barge Classroom. Google that. It's the same story.
Then why did you know? You know what, though? Then if it was that thing.
No, what I'm saying is.
You did not.
No, I'm not saying this should win. Well, what I'm saying is, it's not creative.
We're talking about stories that we brought.
Right, but no. You said his is more creative. What I'm saying is, it's a dime a dozen, that story. That's what I'm saying. We've done this for like 11 years. We've never had racism thrown into it. I mean, you can rule how you want. You get the final word. It's just perhaps your worst decision.
The audacity of this story. Sorry, maybe if there was another story against it, you would have won. There was not.
I'm sorry. I know that you're disappointed, but well, I just think that...
It's not about disappointment. It's you're talking about creativity. It's not that creative. You could go on YouTube right now and Google parents attack coach. You'll see a whole list of videos.
No. We've always done this.
But what I'm saying, but you're making it sound like it's special. It's not a special story. You're saying it's winning because it's special. It's not special.
You know what, though? We're just dealing with what did you bring in this category tonight.
Right, I understand that. But you're saying you picked...
I don't think you do.
Yeah, hold on. You're saying you're picking it because it's so outrageous and special. I'm saying it happens every week in this country.
I know, but...
I don't think you do.
We're bringing it now.
Nah, it's a... If you went,
you would find a story that would have a parent hits a coach or a parent hits this is a full brawl with one woman doing the brawling.
Yeah, I know. And I see
the overwhelms the story that you had.
No, and I see the clips of it every week on SportsCenter.
That's nice, it's admirable, but it does not have the weight of audacity that this
it's not just audacity. It's being a bad parent. This one's not a bad parent to its own kid. That kid could say, I have the best mom.
But the whole ball at a basketball game, the Mother of the Year award is not going to be forthcoming.
If you ask that kid, she might. If you ask that daughter who the Mother of the Year is, that daughter might say, my mom. That's what I'm saying. Now, you can rule whatever you...
Carjacker kid is going to be like, my mom rules. My mom's the best mom.
No, Carjacker Kid's not going to do that because Carjacker Kid's going to jail.
And that's the man. That's not my mama.
What?
They arrested me. That's not my mother's
But Carjacker Kid was not up against this story.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that's the parallel.
It's not the parallel, though.
Bad mom. She is a bad mom. She's setting a terrible... Instead of saying, no, you can't beat up the kids on the other team, she goes, let me show you how to beat up the kids on the other team.
I forgot. My mom set a good example. Don't just beat your kids in front of the other kids, but also you also use racist slurs at them while you do it. What a profound example. Yes, this is the paragon of virtue. Beat little children and use racist slurs. Oh, Pip, you've made your point.
Using racial slurs is... hurtful and wrong. It doesn't equal the audacity of this.
Joe, but you're saying hurtful and wrong. She's also charged with hate crimes. So it's also criminal. She's charged with assault and hate crimes.
Look, calling your kid, it's a racial epithet, but it's a hate crime. It's not a physical crime.
No, that's the assault. That's the assault, Joe, which I have.
With this story does for the fifth time.
So, Joe, I have the assault, which you keep saying is important, plus I have the hate crimes. It's not something you could poo-poo. She is charged with hate crimes. She is charged with assaulting 6 children. She's got the assault and the hate crimes. You don't get more audacious than call racial epithets at the kids in your care. I mean, you could say what you want, but you don't get more audacious than that.
This one woman turned a basketball game into a major fight.
But she didn't attack her kid.
On the thing of audacity, this outweighs the other story.
She didn't attack her kid. Attack your kid. Attack your kid on the basketball court. Now I'm interested.
You don't attack anybody. You don't attack other people's kids.
No, you're not supposed to, but they're here for a reason. Here's the thing. Here's how I'm going to make it easy. If there's a choice, hold on.
You know, you're assaulting other people, adults and children.
Yes.
And
this, yes.
And I'm sorry. This has more weight than your...
On the worst people level, I can assault strangers or I can assault my children. Assaulting your children is worse. Both bad. Don't want any of that happening. Assaulting your own kids is worse. Now, you guys can decide whatever you want.
Strangers with your children is just as bad.
It's not just as bad. It's absolutely not just as bad.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. Not for worst moms. Not for worst moms, it's not.
And in a basketball game?
It doesn't matter where it was. It could be a circus.
I'm sorry. You are horrible.
Yes! Yes! She's horrible, but she's not as bad as this one.
Of the audacity of that, it outweighs your story.
The audacity of that. It's not just audacity. It's about being a bad mom. She assaulted 6 of her own kids and hurled racial slurs at 2 of them. She's charged with hate crimes. The hundreds of stories we've done, we've never had a hate crime. And if you're just going to gloss over that, then I can't win. Then that's fine. But it's a ridiculous decision.
Sorry.
Okay, it's a ridiculous decision. You do get that even if Joe wins this round, you still win.
No, I understand that, but I feel so passionately. No, I've conceded in the past. To me, this decision is so ridiculous because this mother, Joe's mother, didn't even touch her own kid, defended her own kid.
Doesn't meet the criteria, sorry.
What do you mean? What's the criteria?
I can defend you for 10 minutes. I'm sorry, maybe you need a pencil and could jot the shit down.
What's the criteria?
I don't have to tell you.
What? Because you told...
criteria of that she turned a basketball game...
That's not criteria. That's not criteria, Joe. That's your story. What is the criteria?
Punched one in the face, scratched the parent.
You told me your story. You said you're going to explain criteria. Those are two different things. I am waiting for criteria.
The criteria is that the one criteria is the audacity of it.
That's one.
The audacity of it, the sheer insanity of it.
Actually, we've never said audacity before.
A hate crime, yes, is wrong. A hate crime against the kids is wrong, but it's maybe shocking. It's, you know.
She assaulted 6 of them!
Outrage. Of what this woman created at this basketball
game. I like how when Joe wants to argue this, he just glosses over the fact that this woman assaulted 6 of her children, including ones as young as 4. I like how it's just glossed over to the fact that she said some nasty things to 2 of the kids. And again, he still can't give me criteria. Well, he keeps on saying audacious.
I'm glossing over the fact. I addressed the fact.
No, you didn't. What about the fact?
This doesn't meet the gravity of this other story.
What about the fact that she assaulted 6 children in her care, some of them as young as 4? What about that?
The parents assaulting children. We just did other stories about children.
Right. Okay. So assault is bad.
However, I was told about an hour ago by you that even though assault, we hear it every day. That there's got to be more of a creative thing,
yes.
Capacity thing, something more groundbreaking.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you said that.
So when I wrote the when I started my story, it kind of stopped the show a little bit. Out of the audacity of that.
All right. First of all, we've never said audacity. That's just the word you brought up to it. But if you and you also just brought up groundbreaking.
No, it's still the same.
It's not the same.
Of course it is. How could you not say that?
Creativity and audacious is not the same thing. Audacious means it's brazen. Creative means this is a new way we're doing things.
This is also in the criteria of this story.
I'm still waiting for the criteria.
Are we going to take a step back? I was told we're going to take a step out. I'm trying to take a step back, trying to take a step forward. Audacity is taking a step forward, is it or is it not?
I think that it's like he's using the word. Let's not get crazy about semantics in this particular case because he's using the word audacious. But it's like it's saying that this we're not necessarily only saying the creativity of the abuser because God forbid that we should start counting them as creative. It's the creativity of the story itself. Is this humorous in any way? Is this different from anything we've brought to the table? Is this you know, is it highlighted by something that's different and refreshingly awful instead of beatings, which is not refreshingly awful. It's just everyday awful. God help us.
Well, Pip,
so that's what I'm saying.
Pip,
that names, I understand that calling them names that are racial, that makes it legally a hate crime, is not any worse for the children themselves than calling them other hateful, horrible
words. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I would think if a parent is calling you racist terms, I would think that's worse. I would think it's worse than if a classmate does it. I mean, seriously? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sorry. When you bring up this story...
Well, I mean, like, Pip just likes to say creative, refreshing, something we've never seen before. She described my story. Listen, it's...
20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, an hour ago, when we started this segment, I'm sorry.
Well, listen. I mean, Pip ultimately gets the final say, but by her, what she just described about something we've never seen before, and when she said 10 minutes earlier, we've never seen racism combined in this before. I mean, by that own definition. Now, if Pip wants to be inconsistent, she can be inconsistent, and that's fine, and that'll be the end of it. But by her own description, I kind of won, but that's okay.
No.
All right. Well, you know what? We've gone round and round about this enough. I think that this particular argument has got to have failed to have been entertaining for anybody listening to us besides us, you rabid bulldogs.
All right, that's fine.
So we're going to have to call it.
That's fine.
So shall I give the tally?
Give the tally.
The most contested tally ever. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, it's the third place. Davin had the Red Hot Chili Mama. Joe had the first the Instagram posted beater, and I had the Trunk Kiddo. So Davin won with the Red Hot Chili Eyes. In the second place, Davin had the Carjacker Kid and Mom Duo. Joe had the Trapped in a Closet Meat Off the Bone Kid. Oh, my God. And I had the 11 in a Flipped SUV Kid. So Devin won that for the Carjacker Mom and Kid Duo. And number one, hotly contested, Devin had Racist Foster Mom. Joe had the Beating Seventh Graders Mom. And I had Pokey the Clown. So in a very contested upset, Joe got beating up the seventh graders. So David, yet again, beats our asses in the worst mother's round.
By the way, the successful way, the credible way to attack my story, if you really want to attack my story in a smart way and consistent with what we were doing, you would say...
Attack your story in a stupid way.
Well, you did. But if you wanted to do it in the intelligent way, the intelligent argument is that's a foster mom. That's not even a real mom. That would have been the attack. That would have been the hardest thing for me to fend off. Now, maybe I would have fended it off.
But I thought of that already.
But that's the attack.
I wasn't going to use that because we were talking about moms, and I didn't want to start getting into, is it an adopted mom? Is it a foster
but
mom?
See, there we would have...
Two mommies together, you know?
We would have established...
Did you give birth to that child? No.
We would have established... But that would have been an interesting conversation, because we would have established a new ruling for that. That is the way, if I was looking at the story, to attack my story, and that's what I thought the weakness was, it's a foster mom. But...
Do we want to establish that kind of rule?
No. It will have to be shelved, tabled to another time. It was not addressed. So for now, until proven otherwise, foster moms, adoptive moms, or estranged moms, all on equal footing.
Yeah, it's just moms.
It is. Now, it might stay that way, or it might not, but that is the way, if I was attacking my story, I would have gone. I would have gone after the foster mom angle, but...
Maybe we have to establish ground rules before we have our Father's Day show amongst ourselves, so that we don't have, you know, it was on the line. Hold on a second. You only get three tries. Is it three strikes or is it four balls? We don't want to have these arguments for an hour. Or do we?
I think we do. All right. Let's let's come back. We'll do some scamming scammers when we come back. On the break, we got new music from Herbie Frame with Light as a Feather. And you can learn more about Herbie Frame at deucemusic.com. And we also have new music from Judy Pearson with My Guiding Key. Also learn more about her at deucemusic.com.